This episode is brought to you by AARP. 18 years from tonight, Grant Gill will become a comedy legend when he totally kills it at his improv class's graduation performance. Knees will be slapped. Hilarity will ensue. That's why he's already keeping himself in shape and razor sharp today with wellness tips and tools from AARP to help make sure his health lives as long as he does. Because the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/healthyliving.
Previously on Prom in Hell, following a day of nightmarish humiliation, senior Danny Stevens discovers a portal to hell beneath the high school gymnasium. After meeting the devil and his number one henchman, Gazool, Danny Stevens is offered the chance to get even.
Good morning, Linville. You're listening to Yo's in the Morning on 99 B-Rock FM. And we're talking about the mysterious death of 18-year-old Derek Neary. His body was found on the steps of Herman Enoch Lewis Lynn High School this morning. If you knew Derek Neary or just want to talk, call the B-Rock hotline now.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Danny! Are you awake?
Let's go to the phones. Rachel, you're on B-Rock.
Oh my God, I can't believe it. I listen every morning.
What's on your mind, Rachel?
Derek Neary. We were with him when it happened.
Danny!
You were with Derek when he died?
Yeah.
Have you told the police yet?
We're calling you first. I thought maybe we could get Rihanna tickets. We were hanging out at the Dunkin' Donuts parking lot, and he asked if he wanted to ride home, and Derek is, like, really hot. Or he was hot, whatever. So we, like, got in the car. He just, like, turned really pale all of a sudden and started saying all this weird stuff.
What kind of weird stuff?
It sounded like he was speaking, like, made-up words. I recorded it on my phone if you want to hear it.
Okay, this is wildly inappropriate. I don't know how to sufficiently explain that this radio station was not the first phone call you should have made, Rachel. How long ago was this?
Last night.
You need to call the police, Rachel, right now. If you have footage of someone dying, they need to see that.
So we, like, put it on TikTok already. It's getting a lot of views. If the police want to see it, they can just check out my TikTok. My username is...
Listeners, I want to apologize for whatever the hell that just was. But you heard it here first.
Danny Stevens, don't you hear me calling your name?
Sorry, Mom. I was listening to Yo's in the Morning. Just give me a second.
You need to get ready for school. You're going to be late again. Your father and I are leaving for Chicago soon.
This is bad.
I'm on my way, dude. Relax. You're not even dressed. I'm going to be there in like 5 minutes.
Shut up for a second. Did you hear about Derek Neary?
Of course, dude. There's a fucking TikTok of the whole thing posted by some random chick who says she was with him, but nobody knows who she is.
Send it to me now.
Yes, Mein Führer. Any other demands?
I'm sorry. I'm just freaked out about the whole thing.
About Derek Neary? You fucking hated him. Everybody hated him, and suddenly the whole town is crying?
I'll tell you in a second. Send me the link, will you please?
The devil's living in my flesh. A diablo estás vivante en mi cuerpo. The devil's living in my flesh.
Now swallow your tongue.
You got it, ghoul.
Your soul is marked. The devil is in your flesh. Die, die, die.
I should have been freaked out, but I wasn't. I felt really good for a change. I was glad Derek was dead. Really. He'd always been a dick. Always. One of those kids who was cruel at 16 and would be just as cruel as a grown-up. I did the world a favor, frankly. Fuck Derek Neary.
Danny Stevens! Get down here right now!
I'm coming, alright?
Did you forget we're leaving town? To visit your sister?
No, I remember. You told me.
Okay. Your father and I will be back Sunday night. We're going to stay with the Riz checks. Here is $200 for the weekend, and I left you my credit card. But it's for emergencies. I don't want to see that you and Jake bought a bunch of party supplies.
Yeah, right. This one? He's more likely to order a subscription to the Wall Street Journal. I wish I was worried you'd throw a party, but that would be your brother, the moron, who, by the way, just got kicked out of Arizona State for God knows what. He'll be home this weekend.
Chet is coming home here this weekend.
None of us want him home, Danny. This is 7 colleges he's flunked out of or been kicked out of in 9 years.
He's 31 years old, Dad. He's been in college for like a decade. Just cut him off.
Just stay out of each other's way. I don't know what else to tell you. He's my son and your brother.
Dad, you donated sperm for weed in college.
Nevertheless, he's family.
When my father was in college, he was a bit of a party animal and was also dead broke. So to make money for booze and food, he donated sperm. Lots of it. By the gallon. One of those little seeds turned into my brother Chet, who took advantage of his state's open record laws and tracked down my father, who had conveniently forgotten that whole chapter of his life. Chet, though, was a vivid reminder. Out of penance or charity, my dad took him in as a 20-year-old, and they tried to bond and make up for lost time, but my dad really just gave him money and paid for his college. Mom, stop.
You're my little stinky boy. Now you be good.
Bye, honey. We love you.
Hello, Mrs. Stevens.
Hi, Jake. Now, you boys behave this weekend.
Us? Yeah, right.
They tell me they're sorry. I think that they're lying. These drugs won't mean nothing when I'm dead. So why do I buy all of your shit?
News of the disturbing TikTok video featuring dying Linville High School student Derek Neary is frightening to say the least. Police believe that whoever just called in as Rachel holds the key to the investigation, but they've been unable to reach her.
They tell me to worry, but I don't give a fuck. I got a story, and I'm gonna write it up. My mom said I'm her bum, yeah. You said I'm there.
Myrtle Beach is the beach. 60 miles of bright sand, water, and a wealth of wonderful music playing day and night. You can step into a simple beach bar and discover a surprising level of exciting musical talent. A place to kick back and groove to the enticing soundtrack of the most unexpected vacations around. With nothing but good vibes floating through the warm ocean air. Plan your own music-filled trip to America's Jukebox at visitmyrtlebeach.com.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 18 years from tonight, Grant Gill will become a comedy legend when he totally kills it at his improv class's graduation performance. Knees will be slapped. Hilarity will ensue. That's why he's already keeping himself in shape and razor sharp today with wellness tips and tools from AARP to help make sure his health lives as long as he does. Because the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/healthyliving.
They are urging anyone who has the information to contact Detective Bregman at 274.
Can you believe this shit, man?
I've got to tell you something.
What's the matter, dude?
You know what they're saying about Derek Neary?
Yeah, what about him?
I think I killed him. I mean, I know I killed him.
What are you talking about?
Yesterday, some shit went down between me and Derek. He started fucking with me in PE. You were there, too. Some of his dickhead lacrosse team buddies took my clothes, then they grabbed my arms and legs and threw me into the gym. Place went silent and everybody was laughing at me, pointing. Then I found my way out and started running till I was behind the school by the new gymnasium and I saw this construction tunnel, so I ran into it to get away from everybody. Next thing I know, I'm like sucked into this portal and I'm face to face with the devil.
Are you still naked at this point?
The devil got me a robe, or like materialized a robe around me. Anyway, he asked me what I want, but he already knew. He said if I pledged to him my soul, he would wipe away the collective memory of the whole naked gym mess from everyone's mind. Then I could ask for specific things, and they would be granted. But for each wish, I would have to choose someone else to suffer, to maintain some universal karmic balance.
Dude, are you high?
I swear on my life that I'm telling you the truth. Have I ever lied to you?
No, you have a very annoying commitment to telling the truth. Like if you have diarrhea, I don't need to know about it. Wow, okay. You sure you weren't tripping? Your mom laced your coffee with ayahuasca?
How could I be hallucinating if Derek is dead?
Good point. Derek is definitely dead. So what did you ask the devil for?
I told him I wanted to be the coolest kid in school and for mystery to be into me.
And when he asked for you to choose someone to suffer, you chose Derek Neary?
Yes, exactly.
Does anyone else know about this?
Are you kidding me? Who am I gonna tell? My mom and dad?
You know I have a jealousy thing. I just prefer to be told first.
I'm responsible for Derek's death, and you're making it about your jealousy issues. Seriously, dude.
Take it easy. There's no way the cops are gonna link you to this. Wait, you haven't redeemed your wishes yet? If you're telling the truth, this could be really good for us.
I can prove it. You're coming down there with me next time, and you're pledging him your soul, too. You can't just use mine to get what you want. It's not Netflix. You don't just log in with my soul and chill. You have to pay too, Jake.
Take it easy. I was just gonna offer, but we should pitch him your Netflix soul and chill idea. That'd make mad bank, yo.
Being back at school was like returning to a crime scene where nobody knows I'm the killer. As I walked the hallway, I didn't feel like my normal self. That pit that seemed to be lodged permanently in my stomach was gone. I felt weightless and free. Is this what it feels like to be normal? Is this what it's supposed to feel like to kill someone?
What are you smiling about?
Nothing. I was just thinking it might be nice to have a prom date. Maybe we could even throw a party this weekend.
Yes, my dude, yes. Let's make this work for us.
Make what work for you, Mr. Barnes, eh? What sort of criminal activity are you planning on doing on my high school campus? You want to answer that, Mr. Barnes?
Nothing, sir. Just goofing around.
Every year, there's a student like you. Every year. Yeah, they think they know a bit more than the rest of us. They can't wait to leave town and leave us all behind, that sort of thing. But guess what? I'm on to you, Barnes. I know your games, eh?
Oh, I'm not playing any games, sir.
Save it, Barnes, or it's triple detention. You better be kicking up 40% of whatever you got going on here up to me. You understand me? You don't operate at this school without me getting a taste. Capiche?
Yo, I honestly have no idea what you're talking about, sir.
Just so we understand one another, all right? Get the fuck out of here.
Before we get started, I wanted to take a moment to remember your dearly departed classmate, Derek Neary. Let's all remember him as a source of joy in this classroom and in all of our lives. It's so tragic to lose a child in their prime. I've chosen a poem to honor Mr. Neary. One that you've heard countless times, or I've heard countless times, to describe heroic men. It's called To an Athlete Dying Young. A moment of silence, please. The time you won your town race, we cheered you through the marketplace. Man and boy stood cheering by, and home we brought you shoulder high. Today the road all runners come, shoulder high we bring you home, and set you at your threshold down, townsmen of a stiller town. Smart lad, to slip at times away from fields where glory does not stay, and early through the laurel grows, it withers quicker than the rose. So set before its echoes fade, the fleet foot on the sill of shade, and hold to the low lintel up the still defended challenge cup, and round that early laureled head will flock to gaze the strengthless dead, and find withered on its curls the garland briefer than a girl's. Who can tell me what Hausman was trying to say in this poem? Yes, Mystery?
I think he's saying that we glorify the death of young people.
He was celebrating the death of the athlete as a young man. It's saying that the glory of youth is fleeting, and once it's gone, there comes the bitter reality of the present. Better to die young in your prime than after a lifetime of compromise.
That's cool, Danny. Interrupt me to make the same point, only louder.
Danny, I sense an anger in your voice. Grief takes many forms. Perhaps you need to spend some time with one of the school's grief counselors.
Derek was a dick, and we all know it. Why are we sanctifying this person who was cruel, hateful, and hurt people physically?
I'm strongly recommending that you talk to someone, Danny. Just a reminder that there will be a special candlelight ceremony for Derek tonight at 5 p.m. underneath the football bleachers, where it's said he spent much of his time reaching out to others.
I started a GoFundMe page for Derek's family.
That's very nice, Simone. Sometimes to heal, we need to give part of ourselves back to the world.
Derek's family is super wealthy, but sure, go ahead and do the performative gesture of creating a GoFundMe. It's not about money, Mr. Me. Derek's, like, not alive anymore. I need to get out of this town ASAP.
Thank you, Mystery. This is crazy. You people have lost your minds.
Danny, where are you going?
I think I need to speak to that grief counselor now, Mr. Danza. I'm feeling really sad.
See how much better you feel when you embrace your feelings?
You're right. Thank you. And that was the sick joke that the devil played on me. He knew that Derek's death would bring out a wave of performative grief from trauma junkies and attention seekers who would glom onto Derek and his death. This guy is operating on a whole other plane of evil than I could fathom. Still, I had more requests of him. This time I brought Jake.
Hello, Danny. Great to see you. What can I do for you today?
And you brought a friend.
This is wild. I can't believe you weren't lying, dude.
Can I get anyone a LaCroix?
A pomplamoose would be clutch.
I have lemon or lime.
Hard pass.
Dude, will you shut up? Hey, devil, did you have to kill Derek Neary?
What did you think was gonna happen?
I don't know, like you'd cover him with leprosy or something.
I thought you'd be happy that he's dead. Did he not torment you?
Well, yeah, but now everyone is acting like he was this great guy.
That's human nature, Danny. I can't help that your kind are so sad and weak. Understand that for every action, there is a reaction.
That's not why I'm here, though.
We.
Okay, we want prom dates.
Hot prom dates, who will do what we say and think we're cool. Jake, is it? Why are you speaking?
I'm speaking for the both of us.
Danny sacrificed a lot for the right to speak with me.
What are you gonna do for me?
I'll pledge my soul for eternity.
You're lucky I'm in a good mood today. Am I right, Gazul?
Yes, sir. Very lucky, sir. They should be grateful.
And are you grateful, Mr. Barnes?
1,000% your devilness.
Kiss his ring.
No, goddammit. I don't want him to kiss my ring. We've talked about this. I don't like being touched by these people.
Sorry, sir. Give us your pinky.
You want one of my fingers?
Yes. Yeah, that sounds like a good trade. Danny here should probably cut it off, though. You got him into this mess. Only fair.
I'm not cutting off Jake's finger.
Come on, dude. It's just a pinky.
Then you'll give both of us what we want?
Absolutely.
Gazul, bring them a knife. This is working out great for me. I've been wanting a new pinky.
What kind of knife would you like?
How am I supposed to know? I don't go around cutting fingers off all day.
Bring us a meat cleaver. Something big and heavy so it comes off the first time.
Here you go, boys.
Here, on the count of five, all right?
Spread them out more. I don't want to cut off more than one finger.
Okay. Let's just do this, please. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ah! 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 That really, really hurts.
Okay, enough. Gazul, close that up for Mr. Barnes before he bleeds to death. Now, what is it you guys want? Prom dates, girlfriends, endless sexual pleasure? What is it?
All of it.
Can I get some specifics? I can't just conjure women for you out of thin air. Well, not these days, anyway. I can make an existing female suddenly find you attractive, but that does get complicated. They often become obsessed, needy, and most teenage boys live for the chase and lose interest. You humans and your petty whims. I can't tell you how many complaints I've gotten from...
I want to make Natasha XIX fall in love with me.
Natasha XIX? Sounds familiar? Gazul?
Oh, no can do. We actually have a deal in place with Natasha XIX. And contracts stipulate that we can manipulate clients. Sorry, these deals are ironclad.
Yes, Natasha. Traded her soul for TikTok fame. That'll bite her in the ass later. Yep, I'm afraid we can't do anything to get you, Natasha.
I just lost my pinky for nothing.
Well, is there any other women you're interested in? I could also animate something for you, you know, bring something to life and give it a woman-like personality. I've done this thousands of times in the past. Sex dolls, pillows, vacuum cleaners.
You can animate something inanimate. and give it personality traits I want?
Yeah, I think we can find a workaround for something like that.
I want to animate my sex robot. Official wish.
Sex robot. Dude, there is so much about you I don't know.
Dude, in the STEM lab, they have everything we need. I've been preparing for this moment for months, unknowingly. Will you guys know which robot I want to animate?
I think we can figure it out. And for you, Danny, you still haven't officially cashed in your wish.
I guess I'll take being cool. And I want Mystery Zambrano to have a crush on me.
Just a normal one, though. Nothing obsessive. And I want to throw a party this weekend and have it be the best party that's ever happened in Linville. A rager of epic proportions.
We get more than one wish? I'm doing this all wrong.
You've granted us your soul for eternity. I think we can handle a crush and a kegger. Get extra fucked up for me, boys.
We waited until it got dark and snuck into the school around 5 p.m. Jake was president of the high school robotics team and had a key to the lab. I just hoped he knew what he was doing.
Trust me, I've been in a robotics club for 3 years. What do you think we do in here?
Build robots, not talk to girls?
No, this place is a STEM lab. There's a 3D printer here, drum scanners, sophisticated image equipment, CAD software. I know what I'm doing. The printer fabricates three-dimensional objects. You just need the correct materials, and you can make literally anything.
So we just design her on Photoshop or something and then print her out?
Pretty much. I've been working on this for the past 6 months.
You've been working on making a sex doll. Really? What's your mom gonna say when she sees...
Natasha?
You're naming her after the girl in the TikTok videos?
She is the girl in TikTok videos. I guess I'll sneak her in. Maybe I can zip her up inside a garment bag with my old band uniform.
20 years from now, I'll be on 60 Minutes, and Anderson Cooper will ask, looking back now, were there any signs that Jake was a serial killer?
I've been loading photos of Instagram models, TikTok dancers, OnlyFans, weird pictures from Reddit. I've even got these old Playboy centerfold data sheets from the 70s.
What's a data sheet?
It's got the girl's personal data. Birthday, star sign, and then most importantly, turn-ons and turn-offs. There's some good information on there.
Like what?
Take Cheryl. She likes ice cream, skinny dipping, going to bullfights on acid, and mini-do karate. That's like a bunch of stuff I need to be doing.
Can we do this? It's getting late.
Alright, do you trust me to create Natasha?
Actually, yes. I think you were born for this very task. Let's make you a prom date.
Alright, looks like we've got a composite image made.
Dude, that's incredible.
I just need to push print. What's gonna happen?
I don't know.
This all might be bullshit, huh?
Only one way to find out. What the fuck, dude? The lights just blew out.
If I remember Weird Science correctly, the bathroom door explodes from all the pressure created by whatever just happened, and from the mist will walk Kelly LeBrock in an aerobics uniform. Who's there?
Shut up, dude. I heard something. Hello? Can you hear us? I can't see through all the smoke.
Hello?
That's Natasha.
Are you sure?
I'd know her voice anywhere. Natasha?
Hey, guys. This is gonna sound crazy, but I'm not sure where I am. I think I was looking for something, but I can't remember what just happened or how I got here.
Oh, you're totally safe. You're in our high school, in the lab. You were just helping with an experiment. I'm Jake.
Hi, Jake.
I'm Danny.
Hi, Danny. I'm Natasha?
Yeah, you're Natasha.
Walking down a lonely street, got nobody here to see. Just your selfish, sad thoughts. Doesn't matter what it'll cost. Don't care who it hurts. Don't care if it's wrong. Underneath the darkness and lost in a song.
Maybe I should go to the hospital. I have such a craving for ice cream.
I don't think you need to go to the hospital, but if you want, you can come over to my house and I can keep an eye on you. We have so many flavors of ice cream. My mom's obsessed. Rocky Road, Chocolate Chunk. I can't think of any others because you're so pretty and my brain stopped working.
Okay. For some reason, I feel inclined to trust you. Lead the way.
Dude!
You know how this story goes. Yes, you chose which way to go, but you still can't find that someone at the end of it all. Reaching out for something, for someone to hold on to meet you on this solitary road.
Dude, don't we have plans to make for this party this weekend?
What's the handle? We invite a few people tomorrow, you know who does his thing, and we throw a party of the century this weekend.
A party? I love parties. I also love karate.
Dude, I'm about to have the night of my life. Karate and sex? I'll see you back here in school in the morning. We're gonna rule this town.
You made a deal with the devil and committed social suicide.
Next time on Prom in Hell, Danny and Jake discover a deal with the devil is more than they bargained for.
Fuck this. We need to go see the devil now. What about you? Any luck with Mystery?
You know, now that you mention it, she's the only one who doesn't worship me. And that's really fucked up. How else am I gonna sleep with her?
Taking what you want, not asking for permission. Nothing left for no one. Evil premonition, dealing with the dark side, but looking for another to meet you on this solitary road.
Will Natasha XIX be too much for Jake to handle?
I can fit both legs behind my head.
Hey, Natasha, I'm your man, remember?
I can't like you and other people too?
No, you're mine.
And will Danny's newfound popularity drive him mad? Or will the return of Danny's deadbeat brother Chet ruin everything?
You got a prom date for tonight? I'm going.
You're going to my high school prom?
So, what's the big deal?
Well, for one thing, you're 31 years old.
Find out in the third installment of Prom in Hell.
Don't care who it hurts. Don't care if it's wrong. Underneath the darkness and lost in a song.
Prom in Hell was created by Jared Goodstadt. Executive producers are Jared Goodstadt, Jimmy Jelinek, and Sam Winter. Original songs performed by Jaden, Anessa Barrett, Swago, Yoza, Q, Onivore Fandom, Ricky Desktop, and Caroline Freeland, who also star in the series. Also starring Stormy Daniels as Annie's mom. All additional roles performed by the Audio Up players. Prom in Hell was written and directed by Jimmy Jelinek and Laura Rubhani, with editing and sound design by Jeremiah Zimmerman. Associate producers Richard Regal and Ashley Arndt. All music for Prom in Hell was written and produced by Jared Goodstadt, Jaden, Kinder, and Jeff Peters, with contributions from Nessa Barrett, Zwaco, Yosa, Q, 44 Phantom, Ricky Desktop, and Audio Chateau. Additional score by Jeff Peters and Jeremiah Zimmerman. Produced for Audio Up by Phil Alberstadt, Jordana Glick-Frantheim, and John Grazia. Legal and Business Affairs by Jason Boyarski, a.k.a. Lawyer Man. For music from the series, please visit Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you find good music. Prom in Hell is a production of Audio Up Media. For extras and behind-the-scenes footage, visit our YouTube channel or audioup.com.
You made a deal with the devil and committed social suicide. But baby, you're a loser, and even the losers find love sometimes. You made a deal with the devil and committed social suicide. But baby, I love you.
forget to get your free tickets to a first-of-its-kind live stream concert experience, Prom Hell Live, produced in collaboration with No Cap Events, featuring performances by Nessa Barrett, Jaden, Swaco, 44 Phantom, Q, and Yoza. Visit nocap.shows/prominhell to get your tickets to the first ever punk rock prom, Prominhell Live.
Myrtle Beach is the beach. 60 miles of bright sand, water, and a wealth of wonderful music playing day and night. You can step into a simple beach bar and discover a surprising level of exciting musical talent. A place to kick back and groove to the enticing soundtrack of the most unexpected vacations around. With nothing but good vibes floating through the warm ocean air. Plan your own music-filled trip to America's jukebox at visitmyrtlebeach.com.